global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. Energy shares rallied the most in 8 months after OPEC agreed to production cuts for the first time in 8 years. West Texas Intermediate crude up 4.7%, up $2.07 a barrel, $46.75. S&P up 11 to 21.71, a gain there of 0.5%. The Dow up 110 points, up 0.6%. Gold down $3.90 the ounce, a drop there of 0.3%. CBS up 4%, Viacom up 2.6%. I'm Charlie Pellett. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
You're listening to Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Kathleen Hayes on Bloomberg Radio.
We are broadcasting live from Bloomberg Most Influential Summit at our world headquarters. I'm Pim Fox, my co-host Kathleen Hayes. Let's think. The Walking Dead, NCIS, and the Big Bang Theory. To my next guest, I put the question, if Viacom and CBS were going to be a television program, what would it be closest to? Porter Bibb is managing partner, MediaTek Capital Partners, and he can be followed on Twitter at Porter3. Porter, go ahead.
Well, let's keep it within the network. The Walking Dead works best for Viacom, and the Big Bang Theory, I think, for CBS.
Tell us why.
Well, Les Moonves is probably the most capable manager in the media business right now, and since he's been a standalone company for the last 10 years, he's doubled the market value of CBS, and he's the only real linear television network executive who has figured out how to transition to digital effectively and profitably.
You know, Porter, these kind of stories, just they make my head hurt. Viacom was spun off from CBS 10 years ago.
Yes.
But Sherry Redstone, his daughter, is in favor of recombining the two under the leadership of CBS CEO Les Moonves. I mean, how much difference does it make? How important is this?
To whom? To the shareholders?
To the shareholders, I guess, first and foremost, because ultimately the company, but that's what if the shareholders are going to benefit,
well,
how much?
It means a lot to both CBS shareholders and to Viacom shareholders. Viacom has lost 67% of its market value in the last couple of years. CBS, on the other hand, is going through the roof under Les Moonves. So there's a lot of tension. Les is not particularly enthusiastic about taking the reins of a failed company.
What's wrong with Viacom? Why'd they fail?
Well, bad leadership under Doman and Dooley. Dooley's going at the end of November, and they've been looking around everywhere for somebody to come in. They tried to get Tom Freston to come back. He refused, and it's a leaderless ship right now, but it's got terrific assets and a lot of development potential, and I say that they will end up coming together. When Redstone split them, he thought 1 and 1 could equal 4 or 5. What he got was 1 and 1 equal 1.5. And he's the real key factor. Sherry Redstone does not want to run either company. She wants to protect the value of the estate and the assets that the National Amusement has, and she'll do everything she can to increase the value. So the only way you can really do that in a recognizable way is put Les Moonves in charge and let him do his thing. Which I think he will.
You know, it's interesting that you describe Les Moonves and that digital transformation,
yep,
because I think that leads into something that is coming up in Washington. This has to do with a vote by the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission.
Right.
And it has to do with just that very thing about who's got access to your house, how much they,
yeah,
charge you for access, or how much they charge you for entertainment and programming, and who supplies all these bits and pieces, not just the software, not just the programming, but the actual box.
It's the decoding box that translates the digital signal into your TV set. And the FCC, in all likelihood, is going to make the cable industry stop forcing cable subscribers to rent for anywhere from $6 to $11 a month the set-top box that they provide and give you free access. And you don't really need one now because the television set industry is making sets that have all of the ingredients of a set-top box built in, including streaming capability on the internet.
So, if it, you say the FCC probably will
pass
this.
I think they will, yeah.
So then in terms, I'm a shareholder, I'm an investor. Yeah. What does this mean for me?
Well, it's going to be a $20 billion loss of business to the cable industry. So Comcast, Time Warner Cable, or Charter, and other cable operators are going to suffer a little bit. Not too much, because they probably will get it back by raising the rates on the broadband distribution that they give you.
You mean on the a la carte offerings?
That's correct.
Yeah.
But the other losers are going to be the set-top box manufacturers, and basically Toshiba, Scientific Atlantic, and two or three others. And they're going to be out of business right now because we don't need set-top box anymore.
Apple is, in a sense, a set-top box.
You bet. Well, so is Roku, so is Amazon. Wait till you put your Amazon Echo in your living room, and you voice activate what you want to watch on the internet or on television. That's a half step away right now.
So when I get all this fancy stuff set up, am I going to be tweeting as I watch things or streaming thing live? And is it going to is I'm going to be as a shareholder saying I'm so happy that Disney bought Twitter? Is that going to go through?
I'm not sure it will. I don't see the logic of it. And the problem that Disney has, if they ever did own Twitter, is that they're a media company, and ABC and ESPN and the other broadcast entities that they have are going to scare away all of the competition. And that's what Twitter needs more than anything else. So I think it might be a non-deal.
A non-deal?
Non-deal.
Who would be a good fit for Twitter?
I think bankruptcy.
Really?
I think that they have failed to construct a monetization plan, and the only people who are going to buy it are somebody who has no concern about profit and loss and wants to see if they can roll the dice and create a platform.
Could Mark Zuckerberg turn it around?
Without question. Without question. But he's got his hands full right now. I wouldn't be surprised, but I think you might consider, as I mentioned Amazon a minute ago, their voice-activated Echo is a terrific medium for Twitter.
Very interesting. Porter Bibb, you always make us think when you're on the show. We appreciate you joining us so much. Managing Partner, MediaTek Capital Partners. Thank you for joining us today at our special live broadcast of the Bloomberg Markets Most Influential Summit at Bloomberg World Headquarters. Our producer, Sam Langa, Reggie Bazile, our technical director, Mark Sinlis-Kalshi, directing as well. This is Bloomberg.
Coming up, Bloomberg Law is brought to you by New York Community Bank. Ask about their My Community Interest Checking with free New York Community Bank online and mobile banking. Earn more, get more. Visit mynycb.com for details.
Ta-da!